We are doing the Rambam's introduction to Mishnah, and the Rambam has been explaining to us the order of the different Sedarim, the orders of Shas, and we're up to Sedar Nashim. Achar kach chilek ha-ma'amar sheyesh b'Sedar Nashim. Then Rebbe divided the teachings, the Masechtot of the order of women. V'tchil Masecht Yevamot, and Rebbe began with the tractate Yevamot, which deals with the laws of if a woman loses her husband without children, then the brother has a mitzvah to do yibum, to marry her. We're on page Memtet, I'm sorry. We're on page Memtet, in the Rambam's introduction to Mishnah and the Rambam Nam edition. V'hatam shehetzricha ulatchil b'yivamot ve'lo tchil masechet ketubot. And the reason Rebbe was obligated to begin with yivamos and not ketubot, sheyun asechel noten shaita ruya laktim, that common sense, the first impression would say that really you should begin with ketubot. The most basic thing with women is marriage, and the most basic thing in marriage is the marriage contract. So why didn't he begin with ketubot? Aval nasa zeh. So why did he begin with this far-out case of yevamot? Yevamot is a far-out thing. After a couple is married, and the husband passes away, and there are no children, so then the brother has the mitzvah to marry his sister-in-law that's left a widow. Why did he do this? Because marriage, in essence, is something that a person controls. You do it at will. And the courts can't force a person to marry this woman. Ordinarily, we say we're obligated to perform mitzvot. If a person says, well, I'm not going to circumcise my son, so Bet Din says, oh, buddy, you better. You have a mitzvah to do it, go do your mitzvah. Person says, I'm not going to put on tefillin today. So Bet Din says, you better, you have a mitzvah to do it, go do it. Person says, I'm not going to get married. Bet Din can't tell him, buddy, you better. He'll say, well, I don't like this one and I don't like that one. We can't force him to marry anyone. He has a mitzvah to get married, but it's one of the mitzvahs that Bet Din cannot enforce. It's up to the person to marry the person he chooses. Aval ha-yibum, but when it comes to yibum, there you have a situation where the Beis Din will get involved and tell a person, now you must act. Either do yibum and marry your sister-in-law, or do chalitza and free her to marry someone else. Chalitza is the procession that's done before court, in which the brother-in-law basically says, I'm not interested in marrying her, and I'm declaring that I'm not interested, and she becomes free to marry anyone she chooses. So Rebbe began the order of Nashim with things that are obligatory. It makes more sense, it's more fitting to begin with the obligatory aspects of Nashim than those that are not. And that's why Rebbe began Sedar Nashim with Yevamot. And that's why, and following that, we have the tractate of Ketubot that discusses the marriage contract. Now, Ketubot Nedarim, and after Ketubot, Rebbe gave us the tractate of Nedarim that deals with vows. Why? Sheparshat Nedarim kula veitbonenut sheyesh ba hem nedrei nashim. The parsha of vows and all the depth that we have with regard to vows primarily revolves around vows that women take, as the verse says, Kmo sheneemar ben ish leishto ben av levito. The Torah, when it discusses vows, discusses the relationship between a man and his daughter, a man and his wife, and the vows that she takes, and what a husband can do, what a father can do to help a woman annul her vows. And when we have a complete marriage, a woman goes under the chuppah, and now they're lawfully wed, so the Torah gives a husband permission to annul his wife's vows. And of course, you have to learn all the details. So that's why, directly following the marriage contract, we have the laws of vows. Because directly following the marriage, the husband has a right to annul her vows. And following the tractate of vows, we have the tractate of the specific vow of nezirut, a nazir. A person takes a vow to be a nazir, which means he's separated from drinking wine, he grows his hair. Because we know that this nezirut is one of the forms, it falls under the category of vows. And if a woman takes a vow she's going to be a nazir, her husband can annul the vow. He could say, I married you, I want to drink wine with you. I don't want you to have a vow that you won't drink wine. So he could annul that vow. So that's why following the tractate of Nedarim, we have the tractate of Nezirut. And once Rebbe finished discussing marriage and what applies to annulling vows, so Rebbe began explaining divorce. After marriage, you could have divorce. You can't have divorce without marriage, right? So after Nazir, he put the tractate of Gittin. Nachar Gittin Sota, and after Gittin, we have the tractate of Sota, she'inyanam inyana gerushin, because Sota is like a divorce. She'asotak she'tizne, when a woman goes out and the husband has reason to suspect that she's having an affair, yeshlachof eish v'eisha legerushin. So there can be instances where we'll tell the guy, hey, you should divorce her, k'mo shaveh ben k'mo, as I'm going to explain in its proper place, that there are instances, if the husband really has reason to think she's having an affair, where the recommendation would be to get divorced. And following the tractate of Sota, we have the tractate of Kiddushin. So here you can ask, why are the laws of engagement of Kiddushin in the end? They should really be in the beginning, because that's the first stage of marriage, Kiddushin, engagement. And you might say, maybe Rebbe didn't want to place Kiddushin in between Yevamos and Ksubos, because Yevamos and Ksubos have the same topic. Their topic is really marital relations. Yibum is that the brother-in-law takes, he lives with his sister-in-law, and marriage is also about a couple living together. The Shiyud, Ibrahim Niksharim, you might say, so Rebbe wanted these to align. Ve'ilu nitzach al kol panim nesadu, haya kotev kodem gitin, kedei she'yavo al hasedar. But still it would seem to make sense that Kiddushin should proceed before gitin. Barishona Kiddushin v'acharei gitin. Ve'yeh siduram nachon. So the Rambam says, it makes sense that Kiddushin should be at least before gitin. So then the answer is going to be shesiduran nasa kach. The reason for this order, mipnei shayahu tzono lelech al derech hakatuv. Rebbe was going in the order of the verses. Sheikdim gerushin kodem nisuin. We find in the verses that the verses discuss the details of divorce before the details of marriage. V'hu mashamar kadosh baruch hu, and that's what God said. V'chatav lasefer kritut natan biyada. He writes her a divorce contract and gives it to her. And then she goes and marries someone else. So you see that the Torah describes divorce followed by marriage. Marriage to a second husband. And from this description of the second marriage, from there we derive important laws of marriage. We see that the Torah compares marriage to divorce. The Torah says she gets divorced and she marries someone else. The fact that the Torah juxtaposes these two teaches us that there are laws that are shared between the laws of divorce and the laws of marriage. So that's why Rebbe placed the laws of divorce and then the laws of marriage, just as this verse arranges them. It comes out that we have seven tractates in the order of Nashim and the order of women. So to quickly review what we learned today, the Rambam explained that Rebbe divided Seder Nashim. He began with Yevamot because that's the instance where one is obligated to marry a woman. And then we have Ketubot because that's the beginning of marriage. That's the marriage contract. After Ketubot, says the Rambam, we have Nedarim because once the couple gets married, so then one of the issues where the couple deal is the vows that the wife takes, the husband has a right to annul. Then we go on to Nezirut, which is a form of a vow. After Nezirut, we have Gittin, because following marriage, so then there's the potential for divorce. Afterwards, we have Sota, which is similar to Gittin, because if one has a wife that's a Sota, that is steers off the beaten path and does things that give the impression she might be having an affair, then one might be obligated to divorce her. And after Sota, we have Kiddushin, just as the Torah ordered Kiddushin after Gittin, so too, Rebbe ordered Kiddushin after Kittin.